ironic how we bookmark the beginning and end of a no talking session with talking. And this kind of thing can't record the silence we've been in, which has been our practice. So why record the words at the beginning at the end? Yesterday, the Buddhist calendar marks the historical time when Buddha realized his enlightenment with all things, including ourselves. And last Sunday, Velf shared more thoughts and words regarding that place, that time. All that notoriety makes it seem like something very, very special. But Suzuki Roshi, in a talk that was transcribed and appears in Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, under the title of Nothing Special, he said that enlightenment and Zazen are nothing special. They seem special when we don't realize it. But once we realize that we're enlightened, it's nothing special. When people look at Zazen from the outside, people sitting facing the wall, it seems to them like these people are doing something special. But when we do it, we're just facing the wall. As Uchiyama Roshi and Koto Sawaki before him said, it's just the self knowing the only self. Or those final words I heard from Koban that I shared with you last week. Getting to know who we are. So we haven't been doing anything special. Facing the wall, walking slowly in and out of the zendo, washing dishes. Eating healthily so we could nourish our practice. Nothing special. So now what? Do we return to our so-called daily lives? And resume practice again when it's time for the next Zazen or the next Sesshin? Of course not. Koban told us that we will be angry with him because we'll realize that Zazen permeates all our lives. So there is no duality. No practice life and daily lives apart from the practice life. Kobe also said that our Sesshin minds are delicate, they're open, susceptible, alert. And we should take care as we begin the non-Sesshin part of our practice, whatever arises. So he encouraged us to be cautious as we get up from the cushions into the Zendo and practice wherever we go, whatever arises. I remember we took that as a motivation in those years, Santa Cruz sessions in the 70s, and we would leave the places in the mountains where we would sit for a week, like the Quaker Center down in Ben Lomond, and drive to the nearest place where Ben and Jerry's ice cream was for sale, the things that we craved during Sesshin, and take it off to some quiet, sunny spot overlooking the ridges of the Santa Cruz Mountains, or maybe drive it down to the beach and sit quietly there. Those of you staying here at Jikoji have the opportunities to continue quietly the rest of today and the next days with Long Ridge and the trails of the Open Space District. Cats and chickens here right on the property to connect with. Or if you're going home, you might look for pets at your home or children to relate with. Maybe that glass of wine you've been sitting with all week in your zazen mind. Full moon night. Here on the ridge, full moon ceremony. We might join Chris and I coming down to Pinnacles tonight, where I'll be quietly leading a full moon hike. Not many more words than here, similar words. Not Kobin's, other lay teachers. A wonderful place to experience the full moon. Spectacular. Quiet. I don't think I've done it after a Rohatsu session before. I look forward to it. Before I turn the closing remarks over to the Eno and anybody else, I'd like to say that, you know, over my 3 decades of sessions, we always come to this part of closing remarks when we want to be thankful, express our gratitude verbally. And we end up going around the circle. Everybody thinks of somebody to thank for doing something. And we gassho and bow many times, repetitiously. And inevitably, you know, there's somebody who did something that's left out. And our practice is to not make distinctions, not discriminate. So I propose, as I've done other sessions that I've led, that we bring our hands together in gassho, and let me try to in a few words, say what we're thankful for, and that can't be put in words, and I'm sure I'll miss something. But that we then collectively, Gosho, and if then afterwards there's something that you really feel you need to say in that regard, please do. So for all beings and non-beings, dating back to eons, for all those who took care of this land on which we've been sitting and walking, the trees that were felled and created these buildings we've been protected in, trees that fell to keep us warm, all those who tended the lands where all the plants and critters thrive that we've been nourishing ourselves with, all those amongst our Sangha who have contributed in big and small ways, not discriminating, everyone important. And for those who will continue to take care of this place after the rest of us disperse, because we can't do it all here, we are grateful. The one discriminating thank you that is part of our tradition that will continue is that when we finish our circle and get up and move back to our places, the tenzo will, at what would be a lit altar at the time, make her three tenzo bows and then walk around the zendo and will bow and gosho to her as once again, our special appreciation to the Tenzo as Dogen taught us in our tradition.